And we now have with us some new guests. We have Alejandro, or Alex, I guess you go by, Ramirez, a professor in ISU's veterinary school, and Jessica, or Jesse, Juarez from the Department of Animal Science at ISU. And we have two students, undergrad students, Yehira Rhodes and Daniela Gatica. So thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
We invited you here to talk about this interesting summer program, the Food Animal Summer Experience. So let's start by just telling us what that program is and what it's intended to do.
All right, so the program is a 10-week program for animal science or anyone in an undergraduate program. We have 7 animal science students and 1 animal ecology major that are participating in this program. It's designed for 40-hour-a-week experience. In the mornings, the students go out to the animal science farms and work with all the major species, dairy, beef, sheep, swine, and poultry. Then in the afternoons, they spend approximately 4 hours at the School of Veterinary Medicine job shadowing and observing what veterinarians do within all the different areas of veterinary medicine.
And the program is particularly targeted for students of color because they have often have difficulty getting this kind of experience, which is required for vet school admissions. Is that correct?
That is correct. So veterinary experience, along some lines, is very much highly valued when applying to veterinary school. So underrepresented students oftentimes have barriers to gaining that experience. One of the major barriers is geographical location and availability of being able to obtain veterinary experience and job shadowing. One of the second barriers, too, is also the lack of diversity currently in veterinary medicine. And so many of the students also would like to identify with veterinarians of color and have that mentorship and relationship, and there's not a lot of that available currently. So this program is designed to help bring the students into the veterinary profession and bring that mentorship to them.
And just a few more specifics about the program. How long does it last, and do the students live on campus, or how does that work?
The program is 10 weeks long, 40 hours a week. It's designed to get 400 hours of quality animal and veterinary experience, 200 hours of each. And the students do live in campus housing. They live in Frederickson Court in apartment-style housing. They also get food stipend provided as well.
And how is this funded?
So, yes, I will speak to that.
Okay.
So, currently, since this is a new program, this is the first year we're executing,
uh-huh.
The dean of the College of Vet Med, Dr. Pat Halber, has been quite generous to use some of his funds to start this program this year and just establish, you know, the success of it and determine whether in the future we can execute and probably be seeking some funding for it in the future.
And maybe even to expand it with additional funding.
That would be great.
And who was the originator of this program? Like, where did the idea come from that there was a need for this?
Yes, so it really started as a veterinary profession. We've been very aware of the lack of diversity in our profession. I think there was an article in the Atlantic magazine like in 2013 that identified the veterinary profession as the whitest profession. I think at that time, if you look at the data from the veterinary side, our profession is like 90%+ white. And I think there's only like 5% Hispanic and maybe 2% African-American percentage-wise. So it really lacks that diversity ethnicity that it's important that we realize is important. With that, Iowa State being in Iowa, we don't have a lot of diversity as other states. So also Iowa State, if we look at our data, our school, I think last year, out of all the 545 students that we might only have 26 students that would be considered diverse. So that would be 5% or, mm-hmm. or so. Currently, in all veterinary schools, I think the number is closer to 17%. So last year, Iowa State was probably out of 30 veterinary schools at the very bottom of the list in diversity. We have very diverse faculty. We just lack that diversity in students. So our dean has been very proactive to how do we increase that pipeline to get that exposure? What are those barriers and how can we facilitate that process?
So there certainly is a need for it.
There's absolutely a big need for that.
So let's hear from two of our aspiring veterinarians who may be able to change that in the future. So let me turn to Yahira and Daniela. Maybe just tell us first, why do you want to become a vet? What got you interested in that?
My name is Daniela. I feel that animals bring a lot of joy to a lot of people, and I want to be a part of continuing that tradition, finding ways to better medicine, and being able to continue that relationship so that families and people can benefit from having pets in their homes, pets in their lives as assistance animals, as emotional support animals. I think that's a really important thing that we're finding that really truly helps increase the quality of life that people experience. And I want to be a part of that. And I am very interested in the medicine side as well as the people side. It brings me a lot of joy just to see how happy people are and the emotional side of what animals can bring to people's lives.
So my name is Yahida, and I've basically been interested in becoming a vet since I was young. I'm from Texas, and the State Fair of Texas is a huge thing. Like, I've always loved it. We've gone every single year, and there's always a really big, like, food animal side, and there's a whole bunch of barns and stuff, and I was always walking through and seeing there's always a vet there on staff to kind of see how animals are doing and stuff like that, and I was like, wow, that's something I'm really interested in. And then as I grew older and came to the school, I realized that I was really interested in doing like conservation veterinary medicine and working kind of in places like Africa and stuff like that, and working on animals that are maybe on the endangered species list and coming up with different medicine and things like that to make sure that we ensure that our populations are still increasing, because these are gorgeous and amazing animals that we don't want to basically die off because they're on an endangered species list and need just a little bit more assistance. So for me, it's about providing the assistance and the medicine that's needed to make sure that we have these animals that have been around for forever.
It sounds like you're coming at veterinary medicine really from very different interests, from a more personal pet interest, but I never thought about conservation in terms of veterinary science as an area. Tell us about one particular thing you've learned or experienced so far in the summer program that's been really meaningful to you.
For me, just kind of going to vet med, I started off with the food animal rotation. And so that was just a really interesting experience to me to kind of see how all the doctors in there were very helpful. And basically, it's not even just the animal side of it, but that every doctor in there, because there's different rotations, there's a whole bunch of doctors in the vet med school, of course, was always interested in helping out. It was the people side as well, in that, yes, everyone was interested in making sure the animals were okay, but that you could always have another doctor come in, look at things. Everyone was willing to help and give assistance and kind of make sure that they all had an end goal, and that was animal health and welfare.
Yeah, I think a lot of what Yahida said is really important, too. I think another really valuable point of this program is just exposure in general. It's one thing to hear about specifics about this animal or this specialty, but it's a completely different thing to be immersed in that and to be in the vet school, like seeing these different specialties and these different doctors and students doing what could be our future on a daily basis, really seeing what those daily tasks are, what those appointments look like, what those cases look like, and being opened up to a whole new world that we really know very little about as undergrad students, as students in general. It's totally new when it's right in front of you.
And in your majors at ISU, do you also see the same lack of diversity as students of color? Do you see that lack of diversity that Dr. Ramirez was speaking of?
I think it is a very predominantly white major, especially at our university. I can't speak for all universities, but I know we do experience it. I think we do tend to find each other, and we're able to rely on each other and share in each other's experiences as people of color. But I think there is definitely a lack there, and we could definitely grow in that area as a university.
You mentioned that there's diversity in the faculty at the vet school. That's surprising to me.
Sometimes we don't think of that diversity as existing as much. But I think one of the key things when you look at faculty is our pool that we can bring to an institution like Iowa State can be international and throughout the U.S. So there are great opportunities to bring people with different backgrounds Because of the, most people get movable or are very movable when they're looking for employment, compared to a student population that mm-hmm. relies more heavily on what's locally
the
available.
The local university.
Yes.
Now talking to the professors, what can you tell us about your experiences as people of color coming into veterinary science? How did you get involved?
So that's a good question. So I'm half American, half Mexican, grew up in Mexico, grew up in a city, so really didn't have much exposure to livestock. Had some exposure through my dad's brothers who had a cattle farm. So really a city boy, my mom took the best of the vet, so I really had zero exposure to veterinary medicine down there. So when I turned 18, having the opportunity to come to the U.S., my mom from Iowa, interested in agriculture, came to Iowa State and really was not thinking about even veterinary medicine. When I met with my advisor here in animal science the first semester, she said, well, are you pre-vet? And I just looked at her and I said, yes, I am.
Maybe.
Good idea. But I think it was just that lack of exposure, lack of opportunities. I enjoyed going out to the ranch with my uncles, but the vet would come out, you know, once a year. And that was my exposure to veterinary medicine. So it's a passion of helping with animals, like Daniela said, a passion of medicine that then come together and you say, yes, this is something, but I really hadn't had that exposure. First time I ever stepped into a veterinary clinic was actually my senior year of vet school. So I'd already entered the profession or was about to graduate, and that was my first real experience. So throughout the whole time, I really haven't felt any different. There's always things that I think you just grow up to just know that you just keep rolling and moving forward, right? And I think it's more, I always take it upon myself to, I get a lead, right? If there's a lack of diversity, I can't expect it to be ready there for me when I start, but mm-hmm. I just need to jump in there, lead, and do the best I can to demonstrate our capabilities and our ability to fit in well into the profession.
And start programs like this.
And then start creating that pipeline.
Jesse?
Being originally from Southwest Iowa, Glenwood, Iowa, there was not a lot of veterinary exposure growing up. I was very actively involved in 4-H and FFA and found my passion for animal agriculture through those programs. Did have the opportunity in high school to job shadow a veterinary clinic. Fell in love with the aspect of helping people through animals, and that has been kind of my driving force. When I got to Iowa State in animal science, I realized the ability to help feed the world through animals and through agriculture, and that really stuck with me. Went to veterinary school and then came back out, practiced for a while, and came back to Iowa State.
Dr. Ramirez, I noticed on the website that you teach a course called Spanish for Veterinarians.
Yes.
Tell us about why it's important.
So actually, when I started became a faculty at Iowa State in the College of Vet Med, I had students who came to me and said, hey, we've taken Spanish, but we really need something a little bit more related to how do we connect with the Hispanic Latin population that's working on farms or bringing in their pets, and what are the terminologies that you would use as a veterinarian, not scientific, but lay stuff that really is not taught in a regular Spanish course. So with that, I got some help, and we created the Spanish for Veterinarian course that focuses again on the terminology, communication, and then also trying to understand the cultures, right? So when as people communicate, I'm a strong believer that if you start opening up and try to speak, they'll open up and they'll actually speak a lot more English and understand a lot more English than if you just say, hey, you got to speak English or I can't communicate. Because mm-hmm. ultimately our goal is to help the animals, but we got to go through the people to help those animals.
And it's often those people who are caring for the animals, whether they're ill or calving or whatever. So it's important that they can communicate with the veterinary people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then that they connect too, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like a human doctor. You know, if you don't connect with them, you're likely not to tell them some of the other things that mm-hmm. you want to speak to them. So the same, we want them to talk to us about their needs of their animals so that we can make sure we can address those needs.
So even in Iowa, being bilingual as possible is an asset in veterinary medicine, it sounds like.
We sure hope.
I think we'll have to wrap it up there, but thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with folks from the Veterinary Medicine School about the Food Animal Summer Experience at ISU.